Chapter 2 Jessica stood at the foot of Jane's bed and regarded Jane sleeping. This was the morning after Sylvester's party, and Jessica felt neither very well nor very kindly disposed towards Jane. The sun was shining warmly into the room, lighting the limp silver curtains and silvery striped wood, and searching in a deadly and accurate way into the bunch of false lilies bought in the same shop where Sylvester had bought his. There was no height in Jane's bedroom. Everything squatted on the floor. The dressing table was about 12 inches high, and the stool where Jane sat to make up her face about 6 inches high. Her bed seemed to be made up really on the floor itself. It had oval ends, had cost the earth, and was, as a matter of fact, exceedingly comfortable. A mass of small stools squatted about here and there. There were also quantities of bottles of scent in boxes of black and silver cubistic designs and shapes. Jane used buckets of scent in a year. She did everything with it except drink it. Well, she always said she didn't drink it, but she may quite likely have quaffed off an odd nip in a tooth glass. It was the sort of thing she would do and keep quiet about. There was a time when Jane filled her room with toys, wide-skirted dolls, sad dogs, rude monkeys. But Jessica had stopped that. No more vulgar playthings now. And indeed, Jane did not much mind. As an affectation, her toys had been rather a nuisance, and they took up too much room. How she had once played her toy game for Sylvester's benefit. But not one of his heroines had gone all elfin and girlish over a teddy bear in consequence, not one. It was hard work getting into Sylvester's books, but Jane meant to do it some day or other. Still, Jessica stood and regarded the sleeping Jane. Jessica's dark hair was cut with a charming severity. If her dark face had been less heavy and turbulent in expression, Jessica would almost have succeeded in looking as hard and boyish as she hoped she looked. But this plan of hers had been spoiled by God in the beginning, for he had given her a positive bosom and massive thighs. She was a heavy-minded woman, too, without much gaiety of spirit. It was typical of her to break china and bite baths in a moment of stress. So did she grind her teeth into life with as little satisfaction to herself. Now she felt evilly disposed towards Jane, lying there with a lead-coloured cosmetic peeling off her face like half-dry cement. The bandage on her head reminded Jessica of last night's affray. Jane had behaved really monstrously last night. Stupidly drunk she'd been, not a bit amusing. Jessica folded her dressing gown severely about her and knotted its belt. She had bought it from her tailor in Savile Row. Red silk with white spots and a scarf to match. This for the concealment of the hirsute virility of the male. Then she shook Jane's bed until Jane woke up. Her yawns widened the cracks in the cement on her face. She looked very ill and unattractive. "How awful you look, darling," Jessica said as soon as she thought Jane was wide enough awake to be annoyed by what she said. "Do you feel terrible, or do you only look like that?"
"Oh, Jessica," Jane moaned. "Fix me brandy and soda. I feel horrible."
"Oh, God, don't let's have any of your sickening after-the-party reactions," Jessica stormed. "You were beastly drunk last night, and you're not sober yet. Can't you say so and leave it alone? Don't mess at a thing."
"I'll say I feel very sick," Jane said weakly. "Seasick."
Oh, how terrible, she would say she felt. A pain in her head and sick in every nerve. If Jessica didn't stop pretty soon, she would be sick too, though more from spite than necessity. What Jane required was someone to mother her. Someone to fix her a brandy and soda and a cachet favre. Someone to draw the curtains and shut out every chink of light, rather than opening them to the unkind sun. Someone to pad about and pull up the eiderdown and pat a girl on the back. A there-there atmosphere, in fact, was what she required, instead of Jessica going on anyhow. And wearing a dressing gown like that, she'd get herself talked about soon. Jane roused herself from her queasy lethargy to tell Jessica this.
"My God! You are filthy!"
Jessica became really pale with anger.
"Is nothing clean to you?